Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have entered the third hour as we try to save our country from entering hell. This is the Alex Jones Show. I'm, of course, not Alex. I'm Aaron, and I'm joined by David Ortiz and a host of other reporters. You notice most talk show hosts, many TV shows, will just go to rebroadcast anytime they want when the boss is off for vacation. We don't do that here, at least not usually at InfoWars. Even when Alex is on vacation, really needs a break sometimes, he's still calling in to give us critical information, and we're here trying to report and cover issues as best we can because things are happening by the minute, by the hour, and certainly by the day. Now, David, we've covered a smattering of domestic news, a lot of weird nanny state social conditioning matters, and it seems one major epicenter for that is always New York City and the just glorious Mayor Bloomberg. He could be our emperor someday.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
He could buy the presidency and just be our emperor.
Well, he could definitely buy the presidency. There's no question that he has enough funds to do so. But the nanny state is getting completely out of control in New York City. And recently, the mayor has announced that he will set aside some funds to promote the cause of health officials are planning a social media campaign to warn young people about the risk of losing their hearing from listening to music at high volume on personal MP3 players. The iPod generation is the first to use buds that are inserted directly into the ears, and modern music players are more of a threat to hearing than the Sony Walkman of the 1980s, experts say. So basically, he's starting a campaign, a social media campaign, to make sure that people watch the volume of their earbuds. But it always starts that way, and pretty soon this will become legislation. Once he sees that he's not getting his way, he's going to start regulating this issue as well, in my estimation.
This is bizarre because obviously if anything's a personal choice of how loud you want to listen to music, it's an individual's choice, especially with something like earbuds. There's no pretense of disrupting society or the neighborhoods or something. I mean, really, Bloomberg has been on a tirade. Let's just recall some of the things he's done for years. He's tried to ban salt and trans fats in New York City.
There's cigarettes, ridiculous.
Tax cigarettes, which they do everywhere, but he's been definitely part of it. And a big stir over his banning of 16-ounce or greater sodas.
Yeah, absolutely. Now you can't get a 16-ounce, so people are just getting two of the mid-size ounces.
So of course, he doesn't want us to have our guns either, because he's a billionaire and he knows what's best for us.
Yeah, not only that, but at hospitals, he's basically saying that women have to breastfeed. You know, they can only get formula if they cannot breastfeed, because he wants to promote breastfeeding.
Well, what do you think is going on? Because in the UK, they've been a few years ahead of us. They have what's known as anti-social behavior laws, and they have these megaphones that will bark at you on the streets if you litter or if you jaywalk or if you're a suspect. They'll now they have this actually in New Jersey and some American cities. They'll shoot you with a red spotlight and, you know, try to show the police like the suspect is here in this zone. And it's this behaviorism that's trying to control the things we do. That's my take. What do you think is going on with it?
Well, absolutely. The police state is growing. New York works very closely with London. Actually, the mayor travels to London at least twice a year, and they talk shop, you know, and that's why those are two of the biggest police cities in the world.
But it's one thing to enforce the law. It's another to try to correct someone's behavior, especially from a government post. I mean, it's one thing to go on a tirade and lecture people about what you think is moral, but how can he legislate policies, even at the city level, to affect someone's behavior?
Well, I think the one way that he's getting away with it is simply people aren't challenging him. A lot of people are in a coma. They're just going on with their lives. They say they're against these initiatives, but no one is suing the mayor on these initiatives. I know that the soda industry is going to sue him regarding that, but he's not being sued, and he should.
Okay, this was the short break. We're going to be back in the long segment on the other side. Stay with us, David. We're also going to be joined by Jakari Jackson coming up. I want to get a little bit more into the nanny state and what I think is going on. I'm going to talk to you about collectivism, which I know you rail against as well. Stay tuned. We've got to expose the system. We've got to see through the deception, folks. InfoWars.com. We'll be back. Alex will be back next week. Big InfoWars Nightly News tonight.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to TaxHelpOnline.com. That's TaxHelpOnline.com.
Now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the InfoWar. Of course, information pours in by the minute. I've just been given breaking news by our Don Salazar. The White House has responded to Rand Paul's long filibuster saying, will you or won't you strike drones in America on soil? They have issued the answer, no. Attorney General Eric Holder wrote Senator Rand Paul to confirm that the president does not have the authority to kill an American on U.S. soil in a non-combat situation. But, of course, they've declared under NDAA, under NORTHCOM, that really we are in a combat situation. So it's more legal skirting, but they've had a moral defeat. They've been put on the spot. His long filibuster, a dramatic motion to say, no, unconstitutional, I want a line in the sand, you're going to give me an answer. They did at least have to respond. And, again, Alex brought it up. He's brought it up in the past. Robert Gibbs was told from the White House not to even acknowledge that there was a drone program for many years. Now, I want to tell you about InfoWarsHealth.com once again. So many things are happening in the world. All these nanny state tyrants like Bloomberg want to tell you how to behave, what to do with your own health. But, of course, that means they want you to take vaccines. They want you to eat GMOs for the good of the earth. I say do otherwise. Educate yourself. You go find out what you think is most vital for your health, if that's vitamin supplements. That's your choice to make. I decided to try out the longevity products we have at InfoWars.
InfoWars Health. I had a great response, and I'll tell people, because I get this question all the time, people tell me about their own successes and also ask how they can have it. I use the Longevity Healthy Blood Sugar Pack, and it comes with four components. The Beyond Tangy Tangerine, which has 90 essential vitamins and nutrients. It comes with the EFA Plus, which is omega-3 and 6 fats. It comes with OsteoFX, which has calcium, magnesium, and a lot of vitamin D3. And it also comes with Slender FX Sweeties, which has chromium and vanadium. Now, what that does is help control your blood sugar when you eat at meals or if you indulge in a snack or dessert. That will help you from spiking your system and really getting attacked from their completely unnutritional products that are available in the world today. Now, we're here not, of course, to plug products, but we do support the broadcast that way. But we're in the middle of talking about Mayor Bloomberg, this big nanny state. I'm going to tell you how to behave. And I just wanted to say, David, that, and Jakari, who's now joining us, that that comes out of the portrayal, the archetype we have of George Orwell's 1984, right? That's the Big Brother society. They're going to watch you do everything, tell you what to do, ration your food. Well, I've studied it. George Orwell, I believe, I'm convinced, was critiquing oligarchical collectivism, as represented by the Fabian Socialists and all these other globalists who are part of this big cartel to take over our lives, control economies, and eventually get down to the point of telling us whether we can have a soda or not. We need to make that choice for ourselves. Clearly, soda's not healthy, but we don't need some tyrant in a business suit telling us what to do. Real quick, I want to read this quote, and then let's have y'all's discussion. Fabian Socialist and eugenicist George Bernard Shaw said that under socialism, which is oligarchical collectivism, that means fascism, that means all kinds of things considered patriotism, you would be forcibly fed, clothed, lodged, taught, and employed whether you liked it or not. But if it were discovered you had not the character and industry to be worth all this trouble, you might possibly be executed in a kindly manner. And that is socialism. That's Obamacare. That's the death panels. It's come home to roost. It's here. We have to face that issue, and we have to make a stand on that as well. What do you guys have to say about that?
No, absolutely. That's where it leads to. And in the next segment, Melissa Melton is going to talk a little bit about Bill Gates and her encounter. But it's important to note that it all starts off sweet and harmless, but Mayor Michael Bloomberg has also donated over $100 million to the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, and they want to raise at least $5.5 billion to eradicate polio. But you know, a lot of these vaccinations are obviously
right. So Big Brother Bloomberg is not only going to tell you what to drink in the city of New York, he's going to contribute to making people sometimes at the point of gunpoint in Africa and India and Pakistan to take vaccines. And as you may have seen in the wires, a lot of Pakistanis and Indians are not happy with that. They see it as an invasion of their sovereignty. Mm-hmm. There have been cases of shooting vaccine workers.
Yeah.
But here's Bloomberg in combine with the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation and all their billionaire pledges. And, of course, he also meets in secret at these billionaire clubs in bid to curb overpopulation. I don't know if we could show this screen. Bill Gates, David Rockefeller, George Soros, Michael Bloomberg, Oprah Winfrey, Ted Turner of CNN, who donated $1 billion to the United Nations to curb population. They all meet and talk about what they can do to stop the fertility, to end people's lives, to make those choices for them. Rockefeller's choice.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, exactly. You're talking about Ted Turner, and I believe it was We Are Change got the interview with Ted Turner where they asked Mr. Turner, what do you feel about population control? I think his number conservatively was 95%. And people say, you know, well, these people who are just concerned about population, they just don't want any more kids. I mean, if he wants to reduce population by 95% in his lifetime, he's a older gentleman. Some people have to be knocked off. It's not just
right.
You know, new people coming along. It's people on the planet being, you know, dealt with.
Oh, they strongly hinted at that, and they have those plans. We'll see if they go live with them. But at the same time, they want to forcibly sterilize people, lie to many people in the third world country as they sterilize them without their consent, and then induce them into abortions, get them to buy into their own destruction. That's my analysis. You guys give me your analysis.
Exactly. Just like you said, I believe it was during the TED conference where Bill Gates said, conservatively, he wants to reduce world population using vaccines and other methods by 10%. I mean, he says this blatantly, you know, in the TED conference, and people get up and they clap and they cheer and they say, yeah, let's reduce world population. And I mean, it makes me think, like, what makes you think he's not talking about you? Just because you're in this room with them, you know, with your invitation only, you think he's not talking about you or your children or possibly your children's children?
Oh, they don't. They think they're part of the crowd. That's why they're clapping. I'm always at these events, it's such sycophantic crowds. They just praise their leader, and they just love the fact that someone's up there authoritatively telling it like it is. Bill Gates has no authority on this planet. He just has a lot of money, and he didn't even finish college. He's just from an elitist family that believes in eugenics, so that's what he's going to use his money towards. And he wants to set policy not only for nations, but for the entire globe.
Right.
Yeah, there's a study out there that shows you can comfortably fit the world's population inside of California and Texas. So this nonsense that the world is overpopulating is not true.
Well, do you have to keep in mind when people say it's overpopulated, it's these big billionaires, you know, who own massive amounts of land, and they don't want to share their land with anybody else. Let's say, yeah, I own enough to own enough land in the U.S. to own my own state, and I don't want anybody else in it. You know? So in their opinion, yeah, the world is overpopulated from their perspective.
And they don't want competition, I think. What do you guys think about this talk of collectivism, the stuff George Bernard Shaw said? Do you think collectivism, getting everyone under one tent, is a good way to enforce eugenics policies or just simply big brother policies where if they can get you in the system on welfare, can they then put conditional strings and tell you what to do?
Oh, exactly. Exactly. If you have everybody under the same umbrella, as you put it, it's easy to pull the strings. You know, if you say, if you want your food stamps this week, if everybody's on food stamps, you have to come get the shot. You have to come get sterilized. You have to come do what we say.
And they've done
your allotment this week.
They've really done that stuff too.
And if you look at the communities that receive the most federal assistance, they're the ones that are in the most poverty. The number one community in the United States that gets the most federal assistance is the Native American community, and they have they're the community struggling most with poverty. Number two is the African American community, so they're the number two community struggling most with poverty. The number three community is the Hispanic community. They're the ones that receive the third amount of federal funds, and they're the third most poverty-stricken group in this country. So there's definitely a correlation.
And we've shown the videos, it was years ago before you guys were working here, about how they sterilized up to 40% of Native American women. They've heavily targeted those communities. And again, they're on assistance. So they could say, and they made threats in many cases to people on assistance, if you want your food stamps, you're going to get that daughter to have an abortion. Mm-hmm. You're going to get her sterilized because there's too many and we don't want to support you and the state doesn't want to pay for your babies.
Right. Exactly, and I believe Native Americans represent, I think, about 1% of our population currently. So it's a very, very sad thing to see that they've been targeted in that aspect. But it's not just them. It's any group. Because people say, well, I'm not this race, or I'm not that faith, so they're not coming after me. It's like, no, if you're not in their elite club, if you don't have dinners with Bill Gates and Ted Turner, you're not one of them. So that's something that people need to understand.
Yeah, you didn't get the memo not to drink the water or take the shots, which, again, you alluded to the birth control, not the birth control shots, but how the vaccines are used to reduce populations.
Right.
The Rockefeller Foundation, which works in lockstep with Bill Gates, developed in the 80s a HCG vaccine, where it's HCG is a hormone that's needed for healthy pregnancy. It's actually a sign of pregnancy, but covertly, geniusly, evilly, they put it in the vaccines with the tetanus toxoid so that the body gets the tetanus shot, starts the autoimmune response to the tetanus to immunize against tetanus, but in the process immunizes against HCG, preventing pregnancy. And that's been found to have been deployed in the third world, in Africa, in the Philippines, I believe, or other Pacific American countries and Pacific Islands.
Like mercury that they put in the shots. And I mean, why would you do that? Because for years it was, never give a pregnant woman mercury. Now it's like, you know, shoot them up with mercury. You know, they weren't even supposed to eat things that contain mercury. Now they're getting shots that contain it.
It's totally insane as they add more and more shots to the vaccine regimen.
Mm-hmm.
What other news did you bring to the stack?
Well, I brought some news that I covered actually earlier this week. And this all ties into the government waste of money. because people have heard, and I believe there's something recently this week, where we had a FEMA drill. Well, it hasn't happened yet, but it came out that FEMA was sponsoring a new zombie drill. We'd seen these zombie drills in, I believe it was San Diego, just a few months ago. I believe it was in October. They had a zombie drill in San Diego.
All right, zombie drills. We're coming up on the break. Hold that thought. I just wanted a little teaser preview from you. Also, the Bill Gates encounter will preview later in this hour. And stay tuned tonight for the InfoWars Nightly News. It's going to be big. InfoWars.com. We're going to bring you some important news. And Alex will be back soon.
If you're listening, you know your basic freedoms are being threatened every day. If you're listening, you know the economy is not getting better. You know gas and food prices are skyrocketing. Now is the time to get prepared. For years, we've told you about our friends at eFoods Direct. They have the best tasting, long-term storable food on the planet. This food will taste just as great 25 years from now as it does tonight. A long-term food supply allows you to freeze the cost and the availability of the one thing you need most. Be prepared and get your supply from eFoods Direct. Right now is the best time to stock up and save hundreds of dollars with free shipping on all food supplies. Give yourself peace of mind and be prepared. Act now and call 800-409-5633 or visit eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Get free shipping on all orders for a limited time. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. Do you know the number one most valuable item in a crisis? Some people think the answer is gold. Others think it's a gun. But the correct answer will shock you. I just created a free video at crisis123.com that reveals a surprising item that is more valuable than gold in a crisis. 97% of Americans don't have this one critical item. In fact, they haven't even given it a thought. And the sad truth is that you may not survive without it when a real crisis hits and a starving mob is right outside your door. But I have to tell you, it could literally make the difference between life and death for you and your family. Watch my video at crisis123.com to discover the number one most valuable item in a crisis. You'll be shocked. See the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go watch my video now at crisis123.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's crisis123.com.
Now there's an amazing new natural antibiotic every person must have. It's Cells Alive Silver Solution, and it destroys over 650 hard-to-kill viruses, fungus, bacteria, and much more. Cells Alive Silver Solution has no expiration date, is great for emergency kits and storage shelters, and comes in 8 or 16-ounce bottles. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit hempusa.org. Hempusa.org, 100% chemical-free superfoods and unique health products.
People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
We've lived in this neighborhood for years. We have an alarm system, and all of our doors have deadbolts. They kicked in our door and were in and out of our house in about 5 minutes. The police arrived in about 20 minutes, but they were long gone with our TV, jewelry, and my guns. I kept thinking, what if my family had been home? The police officer said that more than 85% of break-ins are through a door, and that deadbolts alone don't stop intruders. The officer told me to go to EasyArmor.net if we wanted something that would actually stop an intruder. EasyArmor reinforces all of the weak points on your doors and is guaranteed to prevent kick-ins. I was surprised at how little EasyArmor costs, and I installed EasyArmor in about 30 minutes.
Visit EasyArmor.net. That's the letters EasyArmor.net. Or call 888-58-ARMOR. That's 888-582-7667. EasyArmor.net. Ultimate door security made easy.
We are rapidly pacing to the end of the show. but not yet. We still have a big premiere ahead. Ja'Kari Jackson's with us. David Ortiz is still with us. You brought up zombie drills. It's been argued that they're trying to dehumanize us against military conditioning. We know that the Pentagon developed video games to try to take them out of that moral conflict. Drones really puts them in that place. They've done surveys like the 1994 Palms, 29 Palms survey, where they asked soldiers, would you fire on Americans? And would they kill innocent people in foreign countries with drones? Well, we've seen it start happening. We've seen some people willing to do it. What do you think is behind zombie drills? Is it just hype?
I don't think it's just hype. I think it's, like you said, it's a dehumanization drill. Because some people look at it, well, it's just another drill, and there just happen to be zombies. Even if it is just another drill, why are they training in U.S. cities? You think about it, the military, they train for scenarios or places that they plan to be. They may go out to the desert and train in the desert. They plan to go to a foreign desert. But why are they in a populated American city such as San Diego and other cities where we've seen these drills if they're not planning to come for some type of urban unrest here domestically? Is the point, you know, I want to make with these zombie drills. And like I said, the newest one that we know of is scheduled to happen on the 27th of April in Idaho. And I actually contacted a FEMA representative in that region. I believe it's FEMA Region 10. And he said he was unaware of any such developments. I don't know if you guys can get a dot cam shot. But on this right here, you can see clearly it says FEMA.gov. So maybe he was not informed of this drill, but it was an official at least FEMA was aware of it because it's on their own website, FEMA.gov. It says it right there on the page. Yeah.
Oh, they're securing our homeland. They got to know about these drills.
They're securing our homeland. I just thought it was ridiculous. And it's a zombie UFO crash. So now we have alien zombies.
That's the scenario, huh?
It's and even if it is just, you know, it's just zombie hype. I mean, they're still training in American cities.
But the CDC put out a publication with a theory where a pandemic turns into zombies and the military has to take control.
An article as well. It was back in 2011. Mike Adams did an article. CDC warns Americans to prepare for zombie apocalypse. And that's just one of many zombie alert issued by Homeland Security last year. And my deal is, what scenario are you training for? Is this just a big waste of money, or is there something that you're really training for? If you're really training for something that could be some type of biological epidemic, I think you might want to warn the American people.
Instead of acting like it's a joke and trying to blur reality.
Yeah.
Well, they could know that there's an economic collapse soon to occur. Our very own Max Kaiser says that he expects an economic collapse within the next month or so. And you see now that the stock market is soaring. That's usually what happens with bubbles. Mm-hmm. Right before things collapse, the stock market does wonderfully so.
Well, they're preparing for unrest, that's for sure. That's why they're training in the cities. That's why they established NORTHCOM, and they're using it as a loophole to get around the restrictions to using military on domestic soil.
Exactly, exactly. And it just goes deeper into the whole, you know, sequester deal, just government waste of money, because we saw the article earlier this week. Homeland Security chief threatens terror attacks if budget cuts go through. Now, this is Napolitano saying that, hey, if we have budget cuts, you guys better watch out. She says, I'm not here to scare people. I'm here to inform and let people begin to plan. Plan for what? You know, we're going to have some new terror attack if we cut $85 billion. I mean, think about how much we spend on a war each year. I mean, $85 billion, that may sound like a lot. It's really nothing. And it just goes on to show that maybe it's good if we did cut something like, you know, something like the TSA, because we have people doing the checkpoints at Super Bowls. We have the Viper teams going.
There'd be a party bigger than the Super Bowl for that.
Man, it's so ridiculous, and that's just one of many. Keeping with the sequester cuts, we have this article. Email tells feds to make sequester as painful as promised, and this article points out that how the White House cut their staff in the White House to give tours, guided tours. So now you can't take a tour of the White House anymore because of these dreadful sequester cuts, you know, cut $85 billion. Meanwhile, the Obama family still takes $7 million vacations. They take separate vacations.
Oh, yeah.
They go play golf with, you know, Tiger Woods and whoever else. But you can't go take a tour of the White House. You can't take your son to the White House, David, because of these sequester cuts. And it just goes on from there. And I got a whole bunch here. And let's see what the next one we have. TSA sealed a $50 million sequester Eve to buy a new uniform. So they buy a new uniform for the TSA.
They're just lying about saving money. Yeah, they're not trying to save any money.
Saving money. And I believe it was David Knight who pointed out this equates to much more than is needed for an individual TSA agent. So he thinks it's either going to go someplace else or, you know, something's going to happen to this money, or they're going to hire more people.
Oh, I bet they're going to hire more.
Yeah, they're going to do more. And this is just another example of how money is being wasted. DHS to release 10,000 illegals while building new detention centers.
That's so right. They set the illegals free.
Yeah, we're going to let them go and then go catch them later.
They're going to protect security while eating out our substance and destroying everything that protects us. We're going to be back on the other side. Melissa Melton is about to premiere her Bill Gates confrontation. That's coming up. Stay tuned tonight on the InfoWars Nightly News. More focused reports.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
If you're listening, you know your basic freedoms are being threatened every day. If you're listening, you know the economy is not getting better. You know gas and food prices are skyrocketing. Now is the time to get prepared. For years, we've told you about our friends at eFoods Direct. They have the best tasting, long-term storable food on the planet. This food will taste just as great 25 years from now as it does tonight. A long-term food supply allows you to freeze the cost and the availability of the one thing you need most. Be prepared and get your supply from eFoods Direct. Right now is the best time to stock up and save hundreds of dollars with free shipping on all food supplies. Give yourself peace of mind and be prepared. Act now and call 800-409-5633 or visit eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Get free shipping on all orders for a limited time. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
What we are looking at is good and evil, right and wrong. The new world order.
Ladies and and gentlemen, we're in the final half hour of today's Saga broadcast. We've covered the spectrum, the destruction of our civil rights, our Bill of Rights, as they tried to project drones over us. Rand Paul's bold stand, his filibuster for almost 13 full hours in the Senate, protesting the nomination of John Brennan and the use of drones. People like Holder saying they can use them on Americans has been responded to. We're having an effect. We just have to focus on the issues, cut through the deception, and get to the truth. And with that in mind, we're going to talk about, in this half hour, Bill Gates, who of course runs the biggest charitable philanthropic foundation, which is tax-free, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. And I just want to point out, leading into it, they are explicitly in lockstep with the Rockefeller Foundation and completely continuing what has been a century-long saga of eugenics, social engineering, collectivism, and destruction of all independence. They're pushing GMOs in all sectors of the world. You know what's going on domestically. Hopefully you've heard about how they're pushing it into African communities in India, in Latin America. They're destroying local agriculture while forcing people to take food aid or grow GMOs that are destructive to their health. According to all the studies, they're ignoring all the warning signs and putting more and more money behind it while literally paying propaganda to portray them as our saviors and those who are saving us not only money but lives. I covered this last year, January 31st, 2012. Bill Gates pays media to portray him as a saint. And you notice how every article always mentions that he's saving lives, how he's doing something great for the world by pushing vaccines and calling to curb population. His famous TED speech, he talked about lowering the world's population by at least 15% with vaccinations as a key vector for that. And I exposed how NPR, ABC, The London Guardian, BBC, the Alliance for Green Revolution, Gavi, Monsanto, Cargill, all these industries, all these media outlets, all these corporate entities are locked together with the Bill Gates and Rockefeller Foundation to deceive the world, to force dangerous vaccinations and food upon us, and to consolidate, frankly, a staggering, disturbing amount of money. One final note I'll add is that the whole rise of foundations was in response to the outrage over monopolies at the turn of the 20th century. The Rockefellers, the Carnegies, the Harrimans amassed more money than anyone ever had. They monopolized the rail, the oil, and the steel industries. They developed and used antitrust laws to try to strike them down, but they went underground, they went sophisticated, and it was revealed, at least at the time, that Nelson Rockefeller was being appointed as vice president, the extent to which they had used hundreds, maybe thousands, of tax-free entities to put their money offshore, out of reach, while pushing the most un-American, most disturbing, most anti-human programs under the sun. They investigated it in Congress in 1953, and Charlotte Isherby will tell you they tried to even destroy the records of those hearings, though they were non-binding. Isherby was able to save those documents. That's why we know so much today. I just want to give that as a backdrop to the level of deception and why it's important that we confront people like Bill Gates. Now, Melissa Melton, you went down with David Ortiz yesterday to the University of Texas. Bill Gates was speaking. They all applauded him. They were all buying into how he's saving lives and helping the world. But you know different, right? Because you've been investigating these matters. Tell us what happened. Tell us why you went down there. And then let's go to that video.
Well, yesterday Bill Gates was here to unveil a new building that he helped donate to the University of Texas, and he was giving a closed, very controlled, very secured speech to a bunch of computer science majors, which was supposed to be about computer science, but actually it ended up being a lot of it was about vaccines and healthcare and not really about computers at all, or just a side issue almost. And it had been closed off for several weeks now, and there was a waiting list to even get in it to begin with. But we were able to purchase a ticket from a student, and I was able to get in. And I immediately noticed there was a microphone, so I decided to sit next to that because I figured, what the heck, I should try. Somebody needs to ask him a real question.
So. And what have you been studying that makes you want to ask him a question? You know, what do you think are the most important Bill Gates issues?
One of the the first things I did when I started researching Bill Gates, one of the first things I found out was that through his foundation and through the Gavi Alliance, they've been doing all these tests in developing nations that are hurting people. They're killing people. And he's putting millions and millions of dollars into this. And I even have a quote here that I'm going to read later, but people are wondering, why is it that he's spending so much money on these vaccines, millions and millions, hundreds of millions of dollars on these vaccines that are literally killing children in other countries?
Is it safe to say he has an obsession and might kind of have a mental health disorder over it?
After being in the room with him, yeah, I'd say that's pretty safe to say. But I decided to get up and ask him about that because no one ever seems to ask him about that, or when they've tried, he always evades the question. And I figured, I have him. I'm going to ask. So.
Well, people in these third world countries are calling it genocide. They're literally running in some cases from these shots. In some cases, they're killing the people who are sending the vaccines.
Nigeria and all these countries, they're actually killing them. They're saying that they've said on record they think they're coming there to kill their children.
And Bill Gates cares so much about these vaccines, he won't even save the lives of the workers who are dispensing the vaccines by withdrawing those programs. He just wants to continue them no matter what.
Yeah, he's just going to keep it going. He doesn't care. And it just keeps happening. So.
Well, are you ready to go to the video, or do you want to set this up? Or
no, I think we're ready to go. I think it's going to stand for itself.
Okay, our crew's been doing great work back there. Can you let me know, are we ready to go to that video, gentlemen? Okay, let's go to that video right now. Bill Gates at University of Texas.
On a global basis, plants in the United States is the envy of other countries because it's able to try out things, innovative and diverse things, although with a very high failure rate, with enough of a success rate to really come up with big breakthroughs.
I'm Melissa Melton reporting for the InfoWars Nightly News. Multiple overseas media outlets have reported on the fact that polio vaccines linked to the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation and his Gavi Alliance have on record caused nearly 48,000 children in India to suffer neurological damage and become permanently paralyzed. Most recently, over 50 African children from Chad also began convulsing after receiving a Gates Foundation-funded meningitis vaccine that specifically targets African people. Those children, some as young as 7, have also subsequently become paralyzed. Yesterday, Bill Gates appeared at a highly controlled speaking engagement to address computer science majors at his new Bill and Melinda Gates Computer Science Complex building on the University of Texas campus. I was able to purchase a ticket from a student and attend the meeting. Though no cameras or recording equipment were allowed inside the meeting, fellow reporter David Ortiz was able to capture a live stream being fed to an adjacent room. When the floor got open for questions, I decided to ask Mr. Gates a real one.
Mountain with InfoWars, what do you say to critics who claim your global vaccination program is nothing more than a eugenics program?
A huge...
eugenics. Over 48,000 children in India have been paralyzed due to polio vaccines linked to your foundation.
No. I mean, nothing has saved more lives than vaccination. The key figure that we think about in terms of what we're prioritizing is the tragic death of young people. But if you go back to about the time I was born, more than 20 million kids under 5 were dying every year. Smallpox, measles, a variety of things. By 1990, even though the number of children world, because the population growth had gone up, that number had come down from over 20 million to about 12 million. And because of the work that the foundation has been at the center of, we now got that down from 12 million to less than 7 million. And the goal is to get it down to well under 3 million, by which time the disparity between what happens with poor children and what happens with rich children will have largely been eliminated. So, vaccines are about saving lives, improving lives. There's no better tool that mankind's ever invented for absolutely those things. And, polio, the whole idea is to reduce and to zero the number of kids who are being paralyzed. And it's during between now and 2018, if things go well, we expect that will become the second disease ever eradicated. Smallpox, back in the 1970s, by 1979, that was certified as the very first and so far the only disease that has been eradicated. So we're pretty close on polio, but what it's about is every year having less and less kids who either die or are paralyzed. Last year it was 232.
Thank you.
Not only did Bill Gates fail to directly answer my question, but let's review. Mr. Gates' father was a known eugenicist and the head of Planned Parenthood. He admits in this clip from a 2003 PBS interview with Bill Moyers that he likes to focus on population control.
One issue that really grabbed me as urgent were issues related to population, reproductive health.
But did you come to reproductive issues as an intellectual?
When I was growing up, my parents were always involved in various volunteer things. My dad was head of Planned Parenthood, and it was very controversial to be involved with that.
He went on to say, and maybe the most interesting thing I learned is this thing that's still surprising when I tell other people, which is that as you improve health in a society, population growth goes down. In the past, Mr. Gates has openly advocated withholding end-of-life care to the elderly and using those funds to instead hire more teachers.
And so the access that used to be available to the middle class or whatever is just rapidly going away. That's a trade-off society is making because of very, very high medical costs and a lack of willingness to say, you know, is spending $1 million on that last 3 months of life for that patient.
Okay, we are dealing with a technical issue there, but that is most of the report. The entire report is, of course, going to be up on YouTube at the Alex Jones channel. It will be on InfoWars, and it's going to premiere again tonight on the InfoWars Nightly News. And Melissa Melton, you've been working on another report as well, right?
Yeah, actually, I've been researching into the Rockefeller Foundation, their Population Council, the UNFPA, World Health Organization, USAID, and how there's just this huge global conglomeration of corporations, organizations that are getting together to basically control population in other countries. And it's I'm going to premiere it tonight, but it's about 15 minutes long. And that kind of led me into some of the research on Bill Gates, because he really is, as you said, a continuation of the entire Rockefeller eugenics program.
And you said that he spoke about the Rockefeller Foundation at the speech.
Actually, yes, I wasn't able to get footage of that, but the question that was asked right before mine had to do with philanthropy, and he went on for, I don't know, probably 5 minutes just lauding all of the wonderful things that the Rockefellers have done for humanity and how awesome they are, and he even threw the Carnegies in there too.
Now, this is what's key about the Bill Gates confrontation, because he is so afraid that you're going to see through his literally paid propaganda claim of saving lives with vaccines and with GMOs, that he has literally launched a task force to troll the internet for what he calls disinformation about vaccines. And they have a counter propaganda team that's supposed to go target and try to, dissuade people away from, I guess, conspiracy websites that might be warning. But what's even more incredible about the question you asked him, is vaccines linked to eugenics? He acted like he didn't even know what the term eugenics was, and that is completely uncredible. Bill Gates goes to the Bilderberg meetings, meets privately with David Rockefeller, and as I mentioned earlier, with Michael Bloomberg, with Ted Turner, who's given money and set up a foundation at the United Nations for population control, for eugenics. And here's some of those headlines here. Meeting of America's richest about, quote, need, attendee says. Mind you, that's the paid propaganda of ABC News, while the London Times has the headline that is more telling, billionaire club and bid to curb overpopulation. But we have clips of Bill Gates talking about how his father was the head. He was on the national board for Planned Parenthood, which is not only abortion, but outright eugenics. And I also have a Salon.com article from 1998, only about 2 years after he set up his Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation and the foundations that preceded it. Headline, is Bill Gates a closet liberal? And they detail how Bill Gates' father was involved in Planned Parenthood, but furthermore, Bill Gates gave money to biotech investments, setting up a new building at the University of Washington. He gave money to the Alan Guttmacher Institute, who is a former head of Planned Parenthood and deals with abortion and birth control research. Gave money to the Department of Population Dynamics at Johns Hopkins. Gave money to PATH, the Program for Appropriate Technology in and health, and on, and they also talk about in the article how he joins the ranks of people like Buffett, Turner, and Rockefeller, who are explicitly into population control. The article reads in part, whatever you call it, population control or family planning, it's not just a billionaire fad for the Gates family. So he's deeply into this issue is what I'm saying.
Well, that clip that I played at the very beginning of that report, where you hear his voice, he actually says, philanthropy in the U.S. has other countries beat because we're able to try out innovative things, although with a very high failure rate, with enough of a success rate to come up with some big breakthroughs. So he's trading. It's trading off this huge high failure rate, whatever that means, for a few big breakthroughs. I mean,
well, he believes the experts, those with money, those in control, should set the agenda. And again, under collectivism, under the Fabian socialists, under the Bloomberg nanny state model, should tell us how to behave and even how many children to have and even whether or not we get to live or die. Death panels. There's a clip where he talks about death panels. But we talk all the time about Bill Gates' father being head of Planned Parenthood. People don't believe us because they can't read anymore. We have that clip. Can you guys pull that up? Is that clip ready? Bill Gates' father. Can we please play it? This is Bill Gates in 2003 with Bill Moyers.
One issue that really grabbed me as urgent were issues related to population, reproductive health.
But did you come to reproductive issues as an intellectual?
When I was growing up, my parents were always involved in various volunteer things. My dad was head of Planned Parenthood. And it was very controversial to be involved with that.
Now, Planned Parenthood, again, abortion's been turned into a wedge issue, but it's a form of genocide which has been targeted at specific ethnic neighborhoods, at people considered undesirable, people who frankly don't have the wealth to protect themselves with bodyguards or otherwise as these billionaires do.
Well, on one hand, you have people who say, well, some of the people in poorer neighborhoods wouldn't have access to these kinds of health care for women. But what we've actually seen is that back in the beginning of Planned Parenthood, it was started by a known eugenicist, Margaret Sanger. She's on record going to KKK meetings and talking about human waste in reference to poor people, in reference to minority populations. And even today, the majority of Planned Parenthoods are in high minority neighborhoods. So that's where they are.
And we have MAFA 21 that exposes that in detail. Of course, the Rockefellers funded Margaret Sanger from the beginning. We'll be back. Infowars.com. Stay tuned tonight. Infowars Nightly News.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $34.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans. And it's perfect if you're traveling or away from home. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food waste in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Look at your young men fighting. Look at your women crying. Look at your young men dying. Maybe they've always done before.
We're back at Infowars.com. End of the show here, but we're going to go back to the rest of that report. You have no idea how people are working around the clock to get clips working, to finish edits. It's very stressful. We're trying to bring you the best news. The reason Bill Gates, his foundation, the Rockefellers are so important is it's this whole system of collectivism where they tell us, under the New World Order, we're going to control you through technology, tell you what's best, we're going to analyze things and make decisions on who lives and dies, what kind of food you can eat, but we decide your freedom is gone. Let's go back to that clip.
And so the access that used to be available to the middle class or whatever is just rapidly going away. That's a trade-off society is making because of very, very high medical costs and a lack of willingness to say, you know, is spending $1 million on that last 3 months of life for that patient, would it be better not to lay off those 10 teachers? That's called the death panel, and you're not supposed to have that discussion.
And he's also announced that the goal of vaccines is to reduce the population by 10 to 15%.
So let's look at each one of these and see how we can get this down to zero. Probably one of these numbers is going to have to get pretty near to zero. Now, that's back from high school algebra. But let's take a look. First, we've got population. Now, the world today has 6.8 billion people. That's headed up to about 9 billion. Now, if we do a really great job on new vaccines, health care, reproductive health services, we could lower that by perhaps 10 or 15%.
So what does it matter if 48,000 children suffered permanent neurological damage and were paralyzed if it's in the name of philanthropy? But the problem is these vaccines have actually been shown to cause the very diseases they're supposed to prevent. Bill Gates is a billionaire technocrat obsessed with population control, and the idea that vaccinating the world is doing, in his words, God's work. But who's God, and at what cost? Trading lives for lives? What kind of world is that? When we devalue one human life, we devalue everyone's life. For InfoWars Nightly News, I'm Melissa Melton.
Polio, the whole idea is to reduce to zero.
Probably one of these numbers is going to have to get pretty near to zero.
And that's the rest of the report. Again, you'll see it again tonight on the InfoWars Nightly News up at YouTube. Melissa Melton, you had a lot of points you wanted to make. We didn't have time.
Well, I mean, it's just if I went into your house and I permanently brain damaged your child and paralyzed him forever, I would go to prison, and rightfully so. This man can hide behind his cutesy organizations and initiatives with all of his billions of dollars and paralyze tens of thousands of children, and it's fine. Nothing happens. It makes no sense. And even if we cede that vaccines are safe and effective and the most wonderful thing at saving lives, like he says, even though obviously on record they are not, but even if we did, how is pushing one old lady out in front of a bus to save the life of another old lady okay? You know.
It's not. It's rationing care, and it's trying to do these trade-offs. Well, you made all the points in your video.
Well, it's that, and also looking further into Bill Gates, this is just a few things I wanted to mention to our audience. He's got a thing called Great Challenges, and he gives out money to different professors and scientists all across the country for different sets of initiatives that he wants them to fulfill. And here's just a few of the things that I found in looking that he's funding right now. Vaccinating fetuses, vaccines through rice, the genetically engineered rice that has a vaccine in it.
Edible vaccines.
Nanoparticles, skin patches, mosquitoes. There's actually a clip we have. We don't have time, but mosquitoes, he will release those on people without their knowledge, so that's wonderful. Genetically engineered stomach bacteria, that's a vaccine platform for diarrhea vaccines. Contraceptive vaccines that sterilize rats. I mean, it's
it goes on and on. He funds all kinds of stuff. We're out of time. Rebroadcast Alex Jones ahead, Paul Joseph Watson, but make sure you watch the InfoWars Nightly News tonight. Melissa Melton hosting. Stay tuned for rebroadcast. Get the word out. Ladies and gentlemen, save the Republic.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.